How do you drive social change? One approach is to study successful social movements of the past and model your actions after them. That's one of the insights contained in The Everyday Feminist, the key to sustainable social impact driving movements we need now more than ever, by LaTanya Mapp Fritt. LaTanya is president and CEO of the Global Fund for Women and teaches at Columbia University. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
I'm LaTanya Mapp Fritt, president and CEO of Global Fund for Women, and this is my big idea. The key to transformative social change is all around us. It's the everyday feminist. In my book, I invite readers to explore not only the monumental impact of the everyday feminist, but the opportunities to support them to usher in the most profound social change we've seen in modern history. Today, I'm going to give you five insights from my book, The Everyday Feminist, The Key to Sustainable Social Impact Driving Movements We Need Now More Than Ever. First, look all around you. There is a common misconception that presidents and heads of states are the only people who can make change happen. But if you look around the community where you live and work, you likely already know those with extraordinary passion and commitment who are working toward lasting change. They are the ones who show up, push forward, and who get the hard stuff done. These are the people I call everyday feminist. Everywhere you find them, they make life better. They are nurses, teachers, soccer moms, and the soup kitchen volunteers. Second, these everyday feminists are key to change in their communities. I'll give you an example. While studying and working in Nairobi, I met a woman named Innocent who ran a braiding salon. She wore expertly braided styles and always dressed as if she was going to a gala. She was a wealth of resources for her community. Her offerings went beyond beauty styling to include immigration lawyers, medications, different direct counseling for women in situations of violence, and contraceptives. Innocent was also a master recruiter. Anyone meeting her became a member of her network. And then there were Innocent's after-hour meetings, which I was privileged to attend a couple of times. In these meetings, Innocent was joined by community elders with intel on what was happening back in their home country of Rwanda. At one meeting, a woman who appeared to be nearly 100 told Innocent, "We need food for 200, housing for 35 families, schools to accommodate 75 primary age children, and jobs for 50 men. They will be here this weekend or soon after, so there is no time to spare. We don't have any money, but we will ask in church this Sunday for donations. Can you help?" Innocent's response was always a resounding yes. She would dole out commands to several younger women, and the organizing took place right there in that one little salon. Third, these everyday feminists can unlock large-scale social progress. Innocent helped an entire community of refugees in Nairobi without any formal support. Imagine what she could have done with support from the international philanthropic or corporate aid. Innocent was my formative teacher in understanding Uruguayan writer Eduardo Galeano's quote, "Many little people in little places doing little things can change the world." The Everyday Feminist is a book that celebrates the work that women activists like Innocent do every day, the organizations they set up to sustain their work, and the feminist movements they create and grow on a broad range of social issues that affect us all. These everyday feminists are the backbone of modern transformative social movements like Black Lives Matter, Me Too, Mi Unas Minos, and so many more. But we only hear about these women and their work in very limited ways. Most of us working in the social sector cheer them on one way or another, counting on them to sustain catalytic social change. Yet their contributions to the work of social change are often overlooked, undervalued, or simply misunderstood. Fourth, we can resource these everyday feminists to propel change. If we are serious about our social impact goals, and our giving efforts, we can no longer afford to underestimate, overlook, and underfund what has historically been our most crucial lever for transformative social change, everyday feminist women. The modern everyday feminist has proven to be a critical maximizer for success, and not just for women's and gender issues, but for causes that span the social spectrum. Resourcing the everyday feminist and the movements they champion is today's most neglected but powerful pathway to real sustainable social change, locally and across the globe, especially for communities in greatest need. So how do we do it? We give them funding directly to pursue change in their communities. Feminist funds like Global Fund for Women channel resources to these everyday feminists. But overall, the amount of funding that gets to everyday feminists is tiny. Only 1% of gender equality funding gets to the grassroots. Imagine the change that would be possible if we, as individuals, foundations, and governments, resource this work. And fifth, don't step aside. Join the movement. The reality is that we need more leaders, everyday feminists, and supporters of everyday feminists in all sectors right now. For those of you working in the private sector, find ways to walk with everyday feminists. For those going into government, allocate more funds to everyday feminists and their causes. For those who want to work in philanthropy, partner with everyday feminists. And for those of you who are already or would like to become everyday feminists, thank you. My book lays out ways to support everyday feminists. I hope you will check it out. Now let's all get to work.
Thank you, LaTanya. That was LaTanya Mapfret with 5 big ideas from The Everyday Feminist, the key to sustainable social impact driving movements we need now more than ever. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.